Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 63 of our journey. As Moses continues to repeat the law, we are given more detail on different aspects of it. They are given laws about the lending of money or property. Every 7 years, debts are to be canceled and slaves are to be released. At the same time, Israel is reminded of the promise of blessing that has been given to them as a people. If they continue to faithfully follow God's will, they will not have to worry about borrowing money. Moses proceeds to address judges, kings, and prophets. Each of these offices must walk uprightly. The judge must not accept bribes or pervert justice. The king must keep God's holy law close to him and allow it to guide his rule. The prophet must speak only the words of the Lord and not presume to speak his own words. Join me in Deuteronomy 15-18. As God calls his people to live in a society that is characterized by truth, justice, and grace. Deuteronomy 15. At the end of every 7 years, you must declare a cancellation of debts. This is the nature of the cancellation. Every creditor must remit what he has loaned to another person. He must not force payment from his fellow Israelite, for it is to be recognized as the Lord's cancellation of debts. You may exact payment from a foreigner, but whatever your fellow Israelite owes you, you must remit. However, there should not be any poor among you, for the Lord will surely bless you in the land that he is giving you as an inheritance. If you carefully obey him by keeping all these commandments that I am giving you today, for the Lord your God will bless you just as he has promised. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow from any. And you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a fellow Israelite from one of your villages in the land that the Lord your God is giving you should be poor, you must not harden your heart or be insensitive to his impoverished condition. Instead, you must be sure to open your hand to him and generously lend him whatever he needs. Be careful lest you entertain the wicked thought that the seventh year, the year of cancellation of debts, has almost arrived, and your attitude be wrong toward your impoverished fellow Israelites, and you do not lend him anything. He will cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be regarded as having sinned. You must by all means lend to him and not be upset by doing it. For because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you attempt. There will never cease to be some poor people in the land. Therefore, I am commanding you to make sure you open your hand to your fellow Israelites who are needy and poor in your land. If your fellow Hebrew, whether male or female, is sold to you and serves you for 6 years, then in the seventh year you must let that servant go free. If you set them free, you must not send them away empty-handed. You must supply them generously from your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. As the Lord your God has blessed you, you must give to them. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I am commanding you to do this thing today. However, if the servant says to you, "I do not want to leave you," because he loves you and your household, since he is well off with you, you shall take an awl and pierce a hole through his ear to the door. Then he will become your servant permanently. This applies to your female servant as well. You should not consider it difficult to let him go free, for he will have served you for 6 years, twice the time of a hired worker. The Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. You must set apart for the Lord your God every firstborn male born to your herds and flocks. You must not work the firstborn of your bulls or shear the firstborn of your flocks. You and your household must eat them annually before the Lord your God in the place he chooses. If they have any kind of blemishes, lameness, blindness, or anything else, you may not offer them as a sacrifice to the Lord your God. You may eat it in your villages, whether you are ritually impure or clean, just as you would eat a gazelle or an ibex. However, you must not eat its blood. You must pour it out on the ground like water. Deuteronomy 16. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover to the Lord your God, for in that month he brought you out of Egypt by night. You must sacrifice the Passover animal, from the flock or the herd, to the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to locate his name. You must not eat any yeast with it. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, as symbolic of affliction. For you came out of Egypt hurriedly. You must do this so you will remember for the rest of your life the day you came out of the land of Egypt. There must not be a scrap of yeast within your land for 7 days, nor can any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until the next morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover in just any of your villages that the Lord your God is giving you, but you must sacrifice it in the evening in the place where he chooses to locate his name. At sunset, the time of day you came out of Egypt. You must cook and eat it in the place the Lord your God chooses. You may return the next morning to your tents. You must eat bread made without yeast for 6 days. The seventh day you are to hold an assembly for the Lord your God. You must not do any work on that day. You must count 7 weeks. You must begin to count them from the time you begin to harvest the standing grain. Then you are to celebrate the Feast of Weeks before the Lord your God with the voluntary offering that you will bring, in proportion to how he has blessed you. You shall rejoice before him, you, your son, your daughter, your male and female slaves, the Levites in your villages, the resident foreigners, the orphans, and the widows among you, in the place where the Lord chooses to locate his name. Furthermore, remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and so be careful to observe these statutes. You must celebrate the Feast of Shelters for 7 days, at the time of the grain and grape harvest. You are to rejoice in your festival, you, your son, your daughter, your male and female slaves, the Levites, the resident foreigners, the orphans, and the widows who are in your villages. You are to celebrate the festival 7 days before the Lord your God in the place he chooses, for he will bless you in all your productivity and in whatever you do, so you will indeed rejoice. 3 times a year, all your males must appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Shelters, and they must not appear before him empty-handed. Every one of you must give as you are able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. You must appoint judges and civil servants for each tribe in all your villages that the Lord your God is giving you, and they must judge the people fairly. You must not pervert justice or show favor. Do not take a bribe, for bribes blind the eyes of the wise and distort the words of the righteous. You must pursue justice alone so that you may live and inherit the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not plant any kind of tree as a sacred Asherah pole near the altar of the Lord your God which you build for yourself. You must not erect a sacred pillar, a thing the Lord your God detests. Deuteronomy 17. You must not sacrifice to him a bull or sheep that has a blemish or any other defect, because that is considered offensive to the Lord your God. Suppose a man or woman is discovered among you in one of your villages that the Lord your God is giving you, who sins before the Lord your God and breaks his covenant by serving other gods and worshiping them, the sun, moon, or any other heavenly bodies which I have not permitted you to worship. When it is reported to you and you hear about it, you must investigate carefully. If it is indeed true that such a disgraceful thing is being done in Israel, you must bring to your city gates that man or woman who has done this wicked thing, that very man or woman, and you must stone that person to death. At the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses, they must be executed. They cannot be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. The witness must be first to begin the execution, and then all the people are to join in afterward. In this way you will purge evil from among you. If a matter is too difficult for you to judge, bloodshed, legal claim, or assault, matters of controversy in your villages, you must leave there and go up to the place the Lord your God chooses. You will go to the Levitical priests and the judge in office in those days and seek a solution. They will render a verdict. You must then do as they have determined at that place the Lord chooses. Be careful to do just as you are taught. You must do what you are instructed and the verdict they pronounce to you without fail. Do not deviate right or left from what they tell you. The person who pays no attention to the priest currently serving the Lord your God there or to the judge, that person must die, so that you may purge evil from Israel. Then all the people will hear and be afraid and not be so presumptuous again. When you come to the land the Lord your God is giving you and take it over and live in it and then say, I will select a king like all the nations surrounding me. You must select without fail a king whom the Lord your God chooses. From among your fellow citizens you must appoint a king. You may not designate a foreigner who is not one of your fellow Israelites. Moreover, he must not accumulate horses for himself or allow the people to return to Egypt to do so. For the Lord has said, you must never again return that way. Furthermore, he must not marry many wives, lest his affections turn aside, and he must not accumulate much silver and gold. When he sits on his royal throne, he must make a copy of this law on a scroll given to him by the Levitical priests. It must be with him constantly, and he must read it as long as he lives, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and observe all the words of this law and these statutes and carry them out. Then he will not exalt himself above his fellow citizens or turn from the commandments to the right or left. And he and his descendants will enjoy many years ruling over his kingdom in Israel. Deuteronomy 18. The Levitical priests, Indeed, the entire tribe of Levi will have no allotment or inheritance with Israel. They may eat the burnt offerings of the Lord and of his inheritance. They will have no inheritance in the midst of their fellow Israelites. The Lord alone is their inheritance, just as he had told them. This shall be the priest's fair allotment from the people who offer sacrifices, whether bull or sheep. They must give to the priest the shoulder, the jowls, and the stomach. You must give them the best of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, as well as the best of your wool when you shear your flocks. For the Lord your God has chosen them and their sons from all your tribes to stand and serve in his name permanently. Suppose a Levite comes by his own free will from one of your villages, from any part of Israel where he is living, to the place the Lord chooses, and serves in the name of the Lord his God like his fellow Levites who stand before the Lord. He must eat the same share they do, despite any profits he may gain from the sale of his family's inheritance. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, you must not learn the abhorrent practices of those nations. There must never be found among you anyone who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, anyone who practices divination, an omen reader, a soothsayer, a sorcerer, one who casts spells, one who conjures up spirits, a practitioner of the occult, or a necromancer. Whoever does these things is abhorrent to the Lord, and because of these detestable things, the Lord your God is about to drive them out from before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. Those nations that you are about to dispossess listen to omen readers and diviners, but the Lord your God has not given you permission to do such things. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. This accords with what happened at Horeb in the day of the assembly. You asked the Lord your God, "Please do not make us hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, or see this great fire any more, lest we die." The Lord then said to me, "What they have said is good. I will raise up a prophet like you for them from among their fellow Israelites. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them whatever I command. I will personally hold responsible anyone who then pays no attention to the words that prophet speaks in my name. But if any prophet presumes to speak anything in my name that I have not authorized him to speak, or speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet must die. Now if you say to yourselves, how can we tell that a message is not from the Lord? Whenever a prophet speaks in my name, and the prediction is not fulfilled, then I have not spoken it. The prophet has presumed to speak it, so you need not fear him." Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing, and ultimately being a part of that story, is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.